Good morning. We're Masechet Bechorot, Daf Lamed Vav. And Michael wants to dedicate to his late mother-in-law,
Chaya
Miriam
Bat
Baruch. All right, so we got up here. We just did a fish. Amar Rapapa La'abaya. Rabbi Meir, remember we said yesterday, Rabbi Meir, what Rabbi Meir's whole shtick is, that if you chashud for something, so then you can't meid on anything to do with it. Right? So like we saw, he said like this. Rabbi Meir, the Amar hachashud ala davar lo darim lo meido. So that's the one thing. Rabbi Meir also says, hachashud davar echad, chashud l'chol ha-Torah kula. So basically, take two of Rabbi Meir's together, you have a situation like this. Anybody who's chashud on a particular issue, can't meid on that issue. On the other hand, he says that a person who's chashud on one thing is chashud l'chol ha-Torah. So it means a person who's chashud on one thing can't meid on anything. Right? So he says, if that's the case, kohanim, Kohanim hachinami lo dana dina. That's the case. A kohen can never ever be an aid. Ain't danim, ain't meidin. You can't dan, you can't meid because he's chashul on a bechor. If he's chashul on one thing, he's chashul on the whole Torah. And if he's chashul on something, he can't meid on it. So he can a kohen is basically passive aidut, can't be a dayan, can't do anything. You with me? V'haketir, but how can there be? Could we say, v'alpihem yeh koriva chol nega? Kohanim have to sort out disputes and they're the ones that come and give us eidut on negaim, etc. So how can that be? So he says, na'emar, so how do we answer? Da'amra mimeir l'chashasha. Right? That's with regard to a chashash. Aval achzukinu mi amar. Right? So there's a little bit of a difference over here, right? When we said that he's that about the bechorot, we said we choshesh that the kohen might give a make a mum. We don't say that the kohen is muchzak that he gave a mum. Okay, when a guy's muchzak for something, then he's pasul. When he's a chashash, so it's a little bit of a lesser. So look at the Rashi here. Lachzukinu bechashudim yamri meir. Who said they muchzak that the chazoka that they chashudim? No, v'chi amar. That the shita adds the v'chi amar Rabbi Meir chashud davar echad chashud kol ha-Torah kula. That when does it apply? If you're chashud for one thing, you're chashud across the board, and he applies hechad de muchzak land over al davar echad. We've got a chazoka that he's done it. We know that he did it. No one knows that a bechor, that a kohen has made a bechor into a mum. We just got a chashash. So therefore, it's not exactly the same story. Arguably, that's not the strongest answer. Okay, ibay elehus. Now we've got a new kasha. Aid me pi aid mahu le'edut bechor. What if you didn't see it yourself, but you heard from somebody else? In other words, basically like the vine, what's it called? The what? The grapevine, or hearsay, right? So can that hearsay, shmuot.
Shmuot.
Basically, right? Right? You want to give aid to this guy that the boom happened by itself, it wasn't on purpose, it was a mistake. If someone tells you, I saw it and you heard it from him, can you then come and be the aide? Rav Asi Asar, he didn't remember, right? It's quite interesting here. Look at the letters. Rav Asi Asar. Rav Ashi Shari. See that?
Yeah.
It's very easy to remember, right? Rav Asi Asar. Rav Ashi Shari. Right? Amar Rav Asi Rav Ashi. Rav Asi, who's Asar, it's Rav Ashi. How can you allow it? We're going to brighter than Menashe. Ain aid mi pi aid kasher. Elele aidut haisha. The only time that we allow to a hearsay, is that the English translation for that, by the way? Okay, that's a nice word. That we allow hearsay.
Hearsay.
Sarma. That we allow hearsay is when it comes to aidut haisha. Now, what are we talking about? The assumption, look at the Rashi in the third white lines. She made by the Natayami. If her husband died overseas, and now we don't want to be hurt, we left in Aguna. So we say that we know from somebody that your husband died and therefore she can go marry somebody else. So how can you say that here? Yeah, there's a cloud. The writer says, Ain mi el-Adresha. Says, no, correct it. Tanay, change it to not el-Adresha. Say, el-Adut she'ishak she'ra la-bilvad. When do we allow hearsay? When we allow Adut from a woman.
I don't think it's hearsay. Hearsay is less...
Yeah, okay.
It's repeating a witness.
You're right, agreed. They call it hearsay. I mean,
no, they call it repeat.
Repeat. Who said hearsay? Oh, he said hearsay. I thought you read from the English.
Here it says hearsay.
And here it says hearsay. Okay. Repeat. Okay. Right. Because I was getting upset about it. Actually, I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't throw his coffee on me, he's too close. Right? Aid me, P. Aid means that I heard from an aide who Taka heard it and tells it to me. He'll say it's just like when there are rumors in there. Like I said, okay, you have your not. Okay, whatever. David says not. You can argue the lawyer now.
Legally.
It's a legal term.
Yes, sir.
One person telling another one and that person gives evidence on it.
So
there is no evidence to prove it.
Is that called hearsay?
That's
it.
That's the definition
of
it.
Okay, there we go. Right? Okay. Okay, right, again. Right. Tell you how to actually about Rav Yemar, so he changed. He said no. And a woman is a kosher aid to give aid on the Bechor, and therefore it would apply as well. Rav Yemar, Ichshar, aid me, P, aid me, Bechor. So Rav Yemar was said, no problem, he was Machshirat. So look at that, they mocked him. Kari Alei, Marem, they called Marem, what they nicknamed him? Yemar Shari Bukhra, the guy who's Matir is Bechorot. Rashi says, you see that? Lashon Gnai. See that they mocked him. But nonetheless, the Gemara concludes, Vehilchata, aid me, P. Aid, kasher, ledut bachor. It is a halacha and it works, it's not a problem. I'm Rav Ila. Now, this Rav Ila over here, we're going to quote him, and the rest, basically, almost the whole of this narrow lines over here, is all about Rav Ila. So let's a little bit focused. I'm Rav Ila. Lo hayu muchsakin bo shu bachor. There's no chazok of this aid that this animal is a bachor. Lo hayu muchsakin bo bachor. Okay, look at Rashi. Lo hayu muchsakin batale shu bachor. When the Kohen is the owner comes and says, Bechor Hose, he says it is a Bechor. But notice that he said also, Umumo Imo, but it came with a mum. Shelohu tal mum ze bechabanat, didn't happen on purpose, intentionally, it was a mistake. Va'ati lachwe lacham, he came short to the chacham, I kavuahu I overhu. So he says to the guy, this is a Bechor. Now it wasn't Muchsak, it was a Bechor. So really, what could he just get quiet, right? He never actually say anything. No one knew it was a Bechor. So he never said to Bechor and the mum is with him. So the fact that he said it, that's what Gemara says, Uba Acher, Uba Echad, V'amar Shu Bechor V'mumo Imo. Like Rashi explained, it was the actual owner himself, Ne'eman. He's Ne'eman. We trust him, we rely on him. Why do we rely on him? Look at Rashi. Da'ape She'asar V'amar Bechor Hu Hitir V'amar Mumo Imo. Not long ago, we had this cloud before plenty of times. We had it in Gitti, remember? Ha'ape She'asar Hu'ape She'hitir. If a person comes and says it's a Bechor, he was the one that says Asu. He said it's a he says got a mum, he was Matir. In other words, the same person who Asu'd it, Matir'd it, why do we rely on it? Because he could have just kept quiet and not said anything. Why do you have to say it's a Bechor? Keep quiet and go ahead, carry on with your day. The fact that he volunteered, the fact that it's a Bechor, knowing that it could be Asu, we trust him because he wouldn't have made it a Bechor if he was trying to find a way out. Okay, that's the principle. So the Gemara says, "My kamashna." What's the chiddush from here? In other words, what do we learn from Rabbi Lai? She'ape she'asur, who ape she'itir? Is that the chiddush? Are you coming to teach me that Rabbi Lai's whole vort over here is ape she'itir? We already learned once. I had it in there myself. Chada. So I'm not sure. Maybe this is what I'm trying to say. But if you ask me, if I was writing my own hagahot here, I would have written tanina chada. We already learned, right? Ha'isha she'amra eshet isha yiti v'grusha ani, a woman who says I was married but now I'm divorced. She's ne'emenet. We trust her, right? Why? And look, Rashi adds in here, v'lo hayunu muchzakin ba shish eshet ish meolam. We never knew she was married. So we never knew she was married. Then she could just never. If she was married, and we never knew she should lie to us. She wasn't married. So why would she lie to us if she was married? Right, so we say they're near a minute, and therefore Mutir doesn't say you can marry. Why? She'ape she'asar, ape she'itir. So in other words, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Eli? We already know the halacha of ape she'itir, ape she'asar, ape she'itir. So ma'u the tema, what's he coming to tell? What's the chiddush? Is no. Hatam hu, there with regard to the woman, de'i ba'i lo amra. Right? Look at Rashi Avia. The I ba'i lo amra. Klomar, I have a chashidi nasei b'chaye ba'la b'lo gerushin. If she wanted to marry, right? If she was chashud, that we think that she was trying to get married while her husband was still alive before she was divorced. Have a shatka b'lo amra esh ish hayiti. Taha b'pnuya mechaskinane. She would have kept quiet, not said a word. Everyone would have thought she was a spinster or an amra woman and they would have married her. Why did she have to open her mouth and say, apeshe, that I'm married? So there, that's why we trust her. Malacha, here with regards to a Bechor, the law sagit the law amra. It's not enough to say that he never had to say anything. Right? Why? The kochim b'chutz lo achil. Kochim b'chutz, if it's a kochim without a mum, right? You can't eat it outside the Beit HaMikdash. It's already asur. It's not that he, by saying it's a bechor, made it asur. You with me? It's a subtle difference here. You got it?
Yes,
he never made it. When she came along and she said, I was married, and now I'm divorced. She was the one who said, I'm married, I'm asur. Up until the moment she said, I'm married. We never knew she was married. We thought she was a spitz, she was mutar. With a bechor, it's not like he telling me it's a bechor that makes it asur. It is asur as kochim michutz lebet hamikdash. Doesn't matter. The bechor itself is asur. Now I agree because if she's an Eishet Ish, she's also asur, right? There's a difficulty in that. I accept it. But the bechor, even if we don't know it's a bechor, we see that the kohen's got it. Therefore, it's kochim. Right, Amelo Pesha Asar who? Right, he's not the Pesha Asar, which is the Pesha Yitzhet here. Kamashvam, then it is. But that would have been Ahava Amina would have been that if we hadn't learnt them both, basically, if we hadn't learnt the Salochi here as well, we just relied on the woman, would have said, in a case like that, they look at Rashi Avi Ahava Bechor, Lo Sagid Lo Amar, Bechor who, why? Delay Melech Chacham, Mum Kavuhu, or Over. The Chacham would have said that the kochim tamimim ain't a kohen nechshad le'echo b'chutz davar karetu, right? Because there's no chashash that a kohen would eat kochim outside the midrash. That the kohen is not chashud for at all. What is he chashud for? Nechshad la'til bo mum de'lav ba'almuhu v'lo yeh ne'man. So what's going on here? We would have thought that maybe the kohen, if it wasn't a mum, there was no mum there, the kohen would never eat it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Because kochim. The chashad of the kohen is that he might make a mum. That we are choshed for. Right? So it wasn't that he said it's the bechor. That's not what his mouth is about. When he says it had a mum, that's where the chashad is. So even if he tells the bechor, wasn't he making it to the bechor? That's the little bit of a
reserve.
Right. Kamash v'lan d'nehman. So go say, wait a second. D'imi shum hachi. Havashari bay mumad nikar vachile. He said, but what's the problem? He said, look, Rashi said, the imkain. We've got the im mishumachi, Rashi has the imkain. If that was the case, the huhi tilbo mum, that he was the one making the mum. So Havashari bay mumad, he would have made a real significant mum. He wouldn't have gone to the chacham. Because I feel like I'm a arit, shu mum. Would have even known how much we know it was mum. But too low, have a bay le mate, come on, le man bar bechoru. He would never have come in front of the chacham and say to him, it's a bechor. No one knows it's a bechor. So if that's the case, we're trying to say now that it wasn't the coin that made it into asur, the coin could have made it a big mum that was obvious to the whole world. Nobody knew that it was a bechor. Would have had to come to a chacham, because even a tam would have known, even a simple guy would have known, right? Ubekochim bechutz dami lekris. We wouldn't have had any doubt that it's kochim bechutz. Why? The hamum nikard shadabek. Because such a even any kochim with a big mum would have been eaten in the Beit HaMikdash. So it would have been hechad anan yodin shu bechor lekra rachi. Where we know it's a bechor, we wouldn't say that. The baal korchach at lekaman. So it has to be the case that they never knew it was a Bechor. If it was a Bechor, then the whole world would have known it was a Bechor, and then we'd say it's Chashim the Bechor. So it's a little bit of spiral over here of exactly how we do it. We're saying that nonetheless, in a case like this, we would still allow it, because at the end of the day, we work on the principle of Peshe Asar, who are Peshe Hetir. So now, Matki Vlarma Mar Barav Ashi, Mashna, what's the difference? Who gavre? The Oge le Chamer le Chavre. From a guy who lends a donkey to his friend, or borrowed a friend. But Amalan, his friend says to him, Lord Tazil Ba'urcha da Nahar Pakod. We've seen this story before, by the way. I don't know where it's from, but it's familiar. Bab Mitzia. Yeah, we are. Right, he says like this. He says, don't go on that particular road. Why? Ikamaya, because there's water and the donkey will die. Zil Ba'urcha da Narish. Go by Narish to Lake Kamaya. What happens? As the guy goes to the Benar Bakor where there is water. In fact, the donkey does. V'atan, he comes to his friend. He says to him, "Amalei, Baruch the Nar Pakur." As I actually went on Nar Pakur like you told me not to go. However, umiyumayelohavu, but there wasn't water. He died not because of the water, right? That's not why he died. You told me to go there because you drowned. I went that way because there was no water, but he died anyhow. V'amar Rabbi, my lo leshaker. Rabbi says to him, "Why would he lie?" Obviously, the guy's not lying, because if he wanted, he could have just said, I'm a Baruch HaDinash, I went to Baruch HaDinash. Right? That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi, no, 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 no. Ma lo leshake, that concept, why would he lie? Like a migo, right? That's like a migo, right? But you said, why would he lie? If he was going to tell a lie, he could have told a real lie. Right? Why would he lie and say there wasn't water there? When he told you went on the road, you told him not. He would have rather said, I went on the other road and he died. Right? So that concept doesn't apply. B'makom Eidim lo aminan. With the Eidim, we don't say mahu l'shake. Right? Wow, what's going on over here? Right? It says the concept. Look at Rashi. B'makom Eidim. Look here, look at Rashi. Da anan sahade. We are witnesses. The word anan sahade is a concept, right? The whole world, we all witnesses. The whole shata ikamai. That there's always water there. Why? V'achinami kevin anan sahade. The kohanim chashulim and amumin lo yomari l'shake. Right, so we're going back here now to tie in with the Kohen, right? Because basically, we said when we said Lotus with the previous case, Batli Mahu Gavra. Why is this different of the Bechor, right? What he said, so he says, no, that's the actually says, how's that different from the guy with the donkey? And there with the guy with the donkey, we said, we can't use the excuse Mahu Shaker. Why? Because they're witnesses. So too here, with regards to the mumin, right? And it's the kohanim chashurim. So if the kohanim are chashurim, then we can never say, right, that anan sahade, that we can't say ma'ul shakin. Anan sahade is a concept, right? Yeah, do it, right? So therefore, the same thing with the kohen with the mum. Anan sahade, we know, right? And therefore, the guy is chashud. So if he is chashud, right? So then what's going to happen if he is chashud? Then we can't trust him. And just remember what Rav Eli said. He said, are you muhzakim bo shu b'chor? Uba echad v'amar shu b'chor v'mum imo ne'eman. Right? You with me? We're saying he's ne'eman. And we're trying to prove that. Why is he ne'eman? That's the whole trick. Why is he ne'eman? Right? So yat Ravina v'kam elah shmati b'lo gavra. So Ravina sat and said the sugya over of Rav Eli without mentioning his name. I'm going to Rav Zutra and Ravina. I don't mishmati Rav Eli matnida. We've learned this name of Rav Eli. So it seems at the end of the day, the aloha is, right? Look at Rashi, Lord Gavra, but other stomach. Am I lay aloha you, machzukim bo shayu b'chor? This sugi over. So bottom line is, it is ne'eman, right? Because at the end of the day, we do say, apeshe yasar hu apeshe itir. Coming long story short, right? Okay. Rabbi Tzadok kavalei buchen. Rabbi Tzadok is a kohen, right? As a rule. I'm thinking, I can't see anything here. He's a kohen, but I'm assuming he's a kohen. Tzaduki Tzadok with kohanim, right? Does there anything there? Any comment there?
It was a
Kohen. Was it a Kohen?
Yeah.
An erudite Kohen. Okay, yeah. The Tzaduki and Tzadok was a famous family of Kohanim. So, Havalei Bukhra, he had this Bechor. Ramalei Sarei, Besalei, Nashrei, Kaila, Ruv, Arva, Kufa, Bahadid, Achil, Ivza, Sifta. Basically, he fed him this barley in these baskets, and in the process, he damaged his lip. Ivza, Sifta, right? His mouth. What's going on there? What's a little translation? Lip. Okay, yeah. Still his lip. That's a proper mum, right? That's a proper mum. So Atla came to Rabbi Yeshua. So came to Rabbi Yeshua. So Amarle, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, now listen, because he's a Kohen, right? If he's a Kohen, what do we say about a Kohanim? Mechashudim on mumin. So now the question now is, do we trust Rav Tzadok? So what did you say there? He is an erudite Kohen. Okay, so he takes himself seriously. You'll see in a second why. So he comes to Rabbi Yeshua, he says to Rabbi Yeshua, Klub chilaktu ben chaver l'amaret. When it comes to these Kohanim or Chashurim, don't you make a distinction between a Kohen Amaretz and a Kohen Chacham, a Chaver? And he's been talking about himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
That he's the Chaver. Right, look at Rashi there. Klub chilaktu ben Kohen Amaretz, umi chashdinan. Right, umi chashidna. The Bach changes it. Umi chashidna. To me, am I chashud? Ela lemishdai bei mumma b'chavana Kohen Amaretz, like a Kohen Amaretz. You're going to, I'm also chashud? In words, right? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Hain. Rabbi Yeshua says, yes. Chilaknu v'lo chashidata. We make a distinction between Kohanim. This story we've learned, we'll see in a second. We've learned this story before. Between a Chaver to Amaretz. And therefore, you are choshed and it's fine. Atle kamed Rabban Gamliel. So now, Rabbi Tzadok came from Rabbi Gamliel, who was the Nasi, right? Remember this Gemara? You'll see in a second. It's familiar. We've seen this format in a few different formats. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. At the end of Uktzin, we had it as well, didn't we? Horayot. Also, there was a story there of Rabbi Yoshua when that's when Rabbi Gamliel, when they threw him out as being the Nasi, right? That's Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Also because of Rabbi Yoshua, because he insulted Rabbi Yoshua, wasn't it? Yes. He says Rabbi Akiva couldn't be because even the Yuchi Yichusim, same idea. Right? So, Atlaka Rabbi Gamliel, can Rabbi Amale. So, I said, Rabbi Klum, he locked him in Chabel Amare. He said, isn't it my decision to Amale? Rabbi Gamliel, no, we're not making a distinction. So, Amare said to him, but how Rabbi Yeshua Amale? Hey, Rabbi Yeshua said, I do. So, this guy gets Yeshua into trouble. So Amar lo hamten ad shalu balei trisin lebet hamidrash. Wait until the balei trisin. Who the balei trisin? Rashi says the balei trisin or the meginim. Balei trisin, like when you go to war, right? You have like the shield guys in the front. You're like when you go to war, and Michael's got a picture. Okay, skoach. Wow, brilliant, brilliant. Look at them, they're holding their shields. Okay, so you go to war, you got the shield in front, right? So Rashi says he had meginim, and who are the meginim? The protectors, talmidei chachamim. Hanilchamim b'milchama shel Torah. Okay, those are the milcham. Those are the balei trisin. So he says, wait till the Beit Midrash. It's obviously very early in the morning. They're coming. Kamech nichus to the Beit Midrash. Amad hashoel b'shaal. So the dedicated person to ask the question to Rabbi said, Klum chilaknu b'en chavel. Amad, do you make a distinction? Amad Rabbi Yeshua, love. And who answers? Rabbi Yeshua. And who was the one who said yes previously? Rabbi Yeshua. Right. So Amad Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, but I've been told in your name that you say yes. We do make a distinction. Look what he says to him. So he says to him, Yosef, he says, Amarle. Right? He says to him, Yehoshua, Amod Araglecha ve'ya'idu becha. Stand up and give aid to you. Come, talk up. Amad of Yeshua, Araglav Amar. So Yeshua got up and said, Hayach as ese. What am I going to do now, right? How can I deny this? If I was alive and the guy who says that I said this is dead, the dead guy, he can't argue back. I can say whatever I want. He's dead. Now that I'm alive and he's alive, how am I going to do this? Can a person alive refute or deny the live person, right? In other words, he can't go back to the same because the guy, Rabbi Gamliel, made for the resh. Rabbi Gamliel was very upset with him. He carried on giving his shear for the day. Rabbi Yeshua or Med al Raglav. Because I told Rabbi Gamliel, said to Rabbi Yeshua, sit. He can't sit. Rabbi Yeshua is being mevuzeh now, and the Ben Amidrash standing up. Ad she rinanu kol ha'am. See, everybody got angry. They all got frustrated. V'amru. Who do they say to? Lachotzfit. Now, the Shittim Mekubetze changes the lachotzfit to le Rabbi Chotzpit. Okay, and Rashi says that he was the Maturgaman, right? He was Rabbi Yeshua's Maturgaman, but the Shita calls him Rabbi Chotzpit, Amod Va'amad, right? Amod Va'amad. What does Rashi say over here? Amod Va'amad, Shtok V'Shatak. He said to the Maturgaman, stop it. We're not giving Gamliel Kerem with his shear until Rabbi Yeshua sits down. Right? Quite interesting. Okay. The Kahal. So it says Ya Achi Rinanu Kolaam. Right, Rishtok. Okay. Neeman Akoi. Chutzpit, does it say so?
No, I mean there is one.
His tongue would
turn the
Mark Yilayak. Markle, anything there on the
Chutzpit?
Did it say so? Is it written there?
No.
Steve,
what does it say? Really,
huh? Wow.
So this episode was one of several that eventually led to Rabban Gamliel being deposed from his position as
in Horayot, isn't it?
Is it related in Brachot?
No, but we don't do it. Is it in Horayot? I know Horayot was something else where they were going to embarrass him, and the night before there was a story where he whispered in his the whole thing of Uktzin, right?
Uktzin,
yeah.
Uktzin. No, it wasn't that.
He
was supposed to learn.
No, Uktzin. Yeah. Okay, okay.
It says Rabbi Yeshua took over from after
Rabbi
Gamliel died. Rabbi Yeshua took over as the Nasi?
It was his son became the Nasi.
Rabbi Yehuda.
No, he might have become the Av Beit Din. Remember, with three, there was the Nasi, yeah. The Av Beit Din, and the Gad and the Chacham. Remember the Gadol? What was it called? We saw that in Arayah. Rabbi Yeshua was never the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi. He might also have mean both. Maybe it was the Nasi and the Rosh Yeshiva. Rabbi Yeshua took over. Okay, Neeman a Kohen Lomar, a Kohen's Neeman to say Hereti Bechor Zeh Uval Mumhu. Right, so the quote is, we believe him, he says, look at Rashi, right, he's a chacham. I showed this to a chacham, right, v'natan li Natan Yisrael b'mum zeh shebo. I showed it to the chacham, I got it, and the chacham says, fine, no problem. The coin says, you showed it to the chacham, we trust him. Amar b'yuhu, amar b'yuhu, amar rav, ne'manak, so now, bright to you.
Where is his home,
b'chor? He's the coin gets a b'chor from Israel. He's ne'man to say, I'm eating it, I showed it to a chacham, and the chacham said, it's a mum kavua, therefore, go ahead and have a barbecue. Right? Amar rav b'yuhu, amar rav, Neman haKohen lomar b'chor zeh talit shel b'mumu. So the Mishnah just says Neman haKohen lomar hareti b'chor zeh b'mumu. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says that Neman haKohen lomar that I got this from a Yisrael with a mum. Look at Rashi. Neman haKohen lomar lechacham b'chor zeh natan shel b'mum zeh shebo. He's in the Kohen Neman to tell say to the chacham, I got this as is. Because we aren't chashud. We don't suspect that he did the mum, right? Even though we're not claiming chashudim. We don't say it. We accept it. Ma tama why? So it says, Ko milta da avinili gluye lo meshakre ba inche. It's a lot of hypotheses, right? It's anything that can be substantiated, I think would be the right word, right? We assume the guy's not going to lie. Because what could you do? Go and ask the Israel. Uh-huh. Was there a woman or not? You'll say to you yes or no, right? So why would the guy lie? Right? Right? Rashi. Rashi says, Af ananami tenine. We also learn this. Ne'mana koen lomar, hereti b'choze l'chacham, u'baal mumu. Right? He can also name and say, I showed it to a chacham, he's got a baal mum. Ma'atayma, lav mishum, damrina, and kol milti, david legluya, lo meshakre b'incha. Isn't it the same reason that we just referred to Rabbi Rav now? Because the guy wouldn't lie, right? He could easily say, "Go check with the chacham." So Gemara says, no, not so simple. Hatam hu dekochim b'chutz lo achil. There, right? We look at Rashi there. Hatam, right? So he says, where it says lo, it says lo olam emelach de milta David li gluya meshakrin she. No, on the contrary, if even a person can be proven, he would still lie. And that's, we don't rely, we don't assume that. In other words, the fact that you could go and check is not a source. So why do we matir it? Why does he name it over here? The lo chashidei kohane le'echo kochim p'mimachut. Same like we said earlier on. Kohanim, there's no chashash, God forbid, that a kohen will eat tamimim. Hilchach ilav de shari le'chacham lo have amar shari le'e v'shachit le'e b'lo hatrat mumche. Why do we allow, the Mishnah says, that we name man that the coin says I showed it to a chacham. We trust him because if he wouldn't have showed it to a chacham, the chacham said mutar, he wouldn't have eaten it. Right? Aval hacha, yeah, in this case over here, the kemachre the chacham amar b'mum zeh natan Yisrael. But the case where the chacham goes to, where the coin goes to the chacham and says, I got it like this from a Yisrael, that we don't believe in. Right? Kadesh lo yitztarech. Right? Aval lecham amar b'mum zeh natan Yisrael. Because what's his whole purpose of saying it? We don't trust him. So if it was with the Chacham and he says it happened under my watch, he's got to bring external Adim because we won't trust him. So he says, I got from the Israel like that because we don't, with no Chashad on the Israel that he would make a mum, right? That's why he's trying to get away with it. Right, kevan de chashinei koin latil b'mum nafal me'alav. Therefore, there chashinei latil b'mum nei by Yisrael latnuri b'mum. Therefore, we don't trust him. So there are two things different altogether. If he got it, like he says, the Yisrael gave me like we don't trust him. He says, I showed it to a chacham. We do trust him. Why? Because we know if he's admitting that he got it from the Yisrael as a mum, I mean as a tam, we don't think for one second he'd go and eat it. Right, but if he says he got it from the Yisrael with a mum, we think he might have put the mum on it. What? Lamot sheigla lo shakri et lo shayach. Right. Okay. So now Mati Rav Shizbi, Omer. Now this is a kashya on Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Yehuda Amar Rav said, "Ko milta David leigla lo mashake." Right? Exactly. Rav Yehuda said in the first case. So we Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav neban a kohen. Why is the coin Neman? Neman a coin no bar b'chon tzav yishlo b'mo. My time a coin tzav yishlo b'mo. Right. So now the Gemara just try to refute it. And Amar Rav Ashi, right? Afanamitina. So now we've got a kasha on what Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said. Who said it is? That is the reason. The Gemara said lo mishum da mina kol milta David leglei lo mishakrei. Different reason, right? But now Rav Yehuda Barav said that is the reason. So Mati Rav Shizbi on that. Ha'omer lemisha ein neman lamaser kachli mishu neman. Now you got a guy who isn't neman on the maser, meaning a amaritz. An amaritz is not neman to take maser. Right? So we do mafrish maser without a brocha from an amaritz, right? Because most Amaratim did take true maser, but some didn't. The Chacham would go there, Amaritz would take, it's like, you should like demai. Okay? So you say to a guy, don't take it from, you say to a guy who isn't Neeman, that he must go and get for you produce from someone who is Neeman. Look at Rashi. She'en lokech perot be'amaretz, or b'mish lokech be'amaretz, or maser demai kodem she, or maser demai kodem she machren. Right? Go and do that for me. Or mimishu maser. So two things. Either take it from me from a guy who is Neeman, from a person who you know nonetheless will do maser. Okay? Who took it from somebody who didn't, wasn't a Neeman, but did maser himself. Right? So what do we say? Ha'omer mimishu ein Neeman la maser. Bottom line is, ein or Neeman. We don't trust him. Ein or Neeman. Look at Rashi. Ein shaliach ze Neeman. Lomar she mi Neeman lekachtiv. So if he himself isn't Neeman, we don't trust him that he took it from somebody who's Neeman. Right? So the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason? Am I name? Am I? Neymar, why don't we say, like Rav Yehuda Amarav, call Milta David Ali Gluye, lo meshakra ba'ijay. At the end of the day, the shaliach, it's easy to check. We just go and ask him, who did you get it from? And we know straight away if you got it from a guy who's Neeman or a person who takes the maaseh. So why would he lie? Right? If Rav Yehuda Amarav is right, why would this not be the case? Well, says, no. Right? You can't, it's not a kashya on a, we thought it's a kashya with Amarav. Because look, he has proof that he's not Neeman. And why shouldn't, he should be Neeman according to Rav Amarav, because we could check it out. Ah, he's not Neeman. Rav Amarav is wrong. Well, says, no. Two different cases altogether. Right? Sha'ani hatam, de'itlei le'ishtamute. Right? It's very different. Why? Ishtamute means that he can basically like wangle his way out of it. What's the English translation of ishtamute? How do they translate?
He can evade.
Evade. Okay, that's a bit of a right. He can evade, right? How? Look, Rashi Leimar, what would he say? Ile didach lo meheman, ana have chashiv le meheman. What do you mean? So you go and check in the guy and say, look, I told you he's not Neeman. What do you mean? As far as I was concerned, he was Neeman. Mm-hmm. So that's your word against mine. I thought he was Neeman. You thought he wasn't Neeman. You sent me as a shaliach. I went to a guy who told me the guy is Neeman. Hilchach lo mirtat mikar. And therefore, because he can easily say that, he's not going to have any fear of being caught out by going to the wrong person. Right? Because he knows. And what can you do to him? So therefore, the only time that a person, in other words, the only time that the fact that you can be caught out is works as a, what's the word, as a, what's it called, like to stop a guy from doing something, like as a preventative measure, right, that's the word I'm looking at nonetheless, is when he's fearful that he might get stumped. But if you catch him out, what can he say to you? What are you talking about? I thought he was there, man. So why would he bother any of us? He can go to anybody, right? There's no what is it new, like we say, like we know Bacon stopped killing people because they no longer served
deterrent,
right? Thank you very much. There's no deterrent over here, because what's the big deal? He can't be proven to be a liar. Said you, I thought he was there, man.
He has a plausible excuse.
Plausible excuse. Thank you very much. All these wonderful things. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, you know what? So now we try to prove from this bright, from this mate, this brighter, that we've got a gench of Yudam Arav. The Gemara says now the exact opposite. Sefer, however, vada nesayile. We'll prove now that the Sefer helps Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Right? Because the Sefer says, Me'ish ploni. If you send the guy and you actually mention to him, go to that particular person, look at Rashi, that he's skir lo meshaleach shem ha-neeman, hare zeh neeman ha-shaleach. Then the shaleach is neeman. Why? The chayish, what's he going to be concerned with? Shema yidba'eni v'nimtzeiti meshaker. Because now, I can't just say, I thought you was there. Now I told you, go to Steve. Now I can check up. Did you go to Steve? So now there is a deterrent over here. Because now I can easily say, find up Steve and say, did Mackie come to you? You can't tell me, oh, well, I thought that he was Steve. Right? There's only one Steve. So therefore, it would work. So therefore, we see over here that went. So therefore, look at Rashi. V'hach seifa v'adai mesal Rav Yehuda. the milta de aviri gluye lo meshakre vainche. So yeah, when you're able to, I haven't stepped on that. I apologize. I can't even think straight. When it's definitely able to be proven, right? But easily verified, then the guy won't lie. So it's proof to Rabbi Yehuda Rav that if something can be verified, then the guy won't lie. So that serves him. Okay. So there was a Mishnah and Rebbe. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof either. Why? Hatam came by the itle toveya mirtat. That's why. Hatam came by itle. Look at Rashi. Klomar meha lotesaye. You call Rabbi Yehuda Rav. The hatam mirtat shaliach. The shaliach here is petrified. Why? Kevin de Chazi, the kapid meshaleach laskir shem ha'ish. Savar vada yitbeenu. Here we see that the guy who's employing him went to great pains to specify the person. Why did he do that? Because the shaliach says in my mind, he's definitely going to check up on me. Right? So aval gabei bechor, lo mit lakoi. But with regards to the Bechor, let's go back to our case over here. With the Bechor, we wanted to say that the Kohen is Ne'eman. Why? Because it's easily checked up. But now with regards to the Kohen, Sami, what's the Kohen going to say to himself? Mi yitrach lechapes achar dvarai v'lishal oto yishal imnatudu b'mor. He says to himself, the Kohen, is this Chacham really going to go to all the trouble of going to find the Yisrael who gave me the Korban, the Bechor, and say, was it a book? Was it a book? You're not going to make such an effort. So therefore, the Kohen doesn't bother in the first place. There's no retit, there's no pacha, there's no fear. Therefore, we haven't got a case of being, even if in theory you could check it up, there's no inherent fear there in the Kohen because he knows you're not going to check it up. So therefore, he would lie. So the fact that something can be checked up isn't good enough. It's only when there's a high percentage of a chance that you will check it up, and the guy better that it would work. Okay. So now look at this. Amar Rav Yehuda bar Abba minal el Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda bar Abba says, where did Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav know this halacha? Right? He says, where do you know it from? I'll tell you where he knows it from. He knows it from me. Look at the Shulchan Aruch Kubetz in there. Ha didihi ana. He knows it from me. I taught it to him. Right? Yeah, but look how he taught it. Ana begidu kevate. I established the halacha with gidu. Now the Rashi has two lishanot here. One is gidu is a person. And if you look, there's another lishna, right? He says, "Ve lishna acher begidul kavat elachacham echad gadol." So either to the person gidul I taught it, or to a great guy I taught it. But look what happens here: begidul kava bedidei, and then gidul went and said and taught to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Vahachi amale, right? But look what Rav Gidul say. Look what Rav Yirmi is saying. He said, "How did I teach it? Ne'eman Yisrael." Lomar b'chor ze natati lekohen b'mumo. The Yisrael is ne'eman to say, I gave this to a kohen with the mum. How did we learn it in the year? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav ne'eman kohen lomar b'chor ze natati lekohen b'mumo. The kohen is ne'eman. Rav Yirmiyah says, I taught it that the Yisrael is ne'eman, not the kohen is ne'eman. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah, legidul ne'eman liYisrael lomar. Right? Vehu, look at Rashi. Ani shiniti legidul. V'hu shen'al Rav Yehuda. V'hachi amre legidul. Ne'eman Yisrael. Right? The other way around. Mm-hmm. Gidul changed it around. Or it got, somewhere along the line, it got distorted. Right? So now, the Gemara says like this. Yisrael. Says, what's the big chidush? Says, Yisrael pshita. We don't need you to tell us that. It's pashut that Yisrael is ne'eman. Mm-hmm. We haven't got to have a minute of Yisrael not Ne'eman. The only half is a coin Ne'eman. We don't need Gidul to teach us that. So we said, no, we do need it. Why? Tzricha. The Mesorah Shah changed it from Tzarik to Tzricha. We do need it. Why? But Katan v'Higdil. Now what's going on over here? Look at Rashi. Where you gave the guy Shaya Katan Atalek Shinit Nalu. When the Yisrael gave it to the coin, it was a little Tale. And then it grew, became a big Tale. Right? Mahul, what would we have thought? Lo Kimle. Look at Rashi. Yeah, Mada Tamei Lo Kimle Begave. The Mishum Dehigdil Hatale Eino Makiro. Now the Yisrael wouldn't recognize him anymore. V'Shema Acherhu V'Hai Kohen Itil Bo Mum. Says no, it is because we would have thought a Yisrael. When's a Yisrael Ne'eman? Only when he gives the lamb and has got a mum, and at the time he saw the mum and he knows his lamb. But if he gave the Kohen a lamb with a little lamb. And now, 2 years later, it's a big sheep. The lamb becomes a sheep, right? becomes a big sheep, and now the Kohen says, now the Yisrael says, no, when I gave it to him, it was a mum. We might say to ourselves, what do you mean? You don't recognize this mum. You gave him the thing 2 years ago. How do you recognize it? You're not Neiman. You're only Neiman if you tell you gave it to him at the time you gave it, it was a mum. He says, no. Even if Yisrael come 2 years later and says, I gave it him with a mum, 2 years ago, he's still Neiman. That was Gil. That was Rabbi Yirmiyahu's Chiddush. Right? He reckons that's the chashash. Yeah, Lo kim le begave means he won't recognize the lamb. So Kimle, we say no, Kamashvam, that it is Kimle. Now it's interesting because we've got two ways of learning the Svara, right? The one is that Yisrael Neiman, and the one is that Kohen Neiman. So Basura Matnula Krishna Batrak, the last Lashon, which means Yisrael. And the Pumpadita Krishna Kama, like the first one, the Kohen. Remember, the Kohen's a bigger Chiddush, right? The Hilchata Afilu Krishna Kama. Even like Krishna Kama, we trust the Kohen, unless the Kohen comes and says, I got from Yisrael with the Mum, we trust him.
What does it mean, Afilu? Is it both?
Afilu, yeah, definitely no. The Yisrael's Neiman. Oh, you mean the Gadal? Yes, I would think yes. Both, even both. Even the Yisrael or the Kohen, both ways, right? Rafram. So now, why are we talking about Pumpadita here? I mean, Pumpadita, they learned at Kadishna Kama, which is the Kohen, right? So Rafram, Pumpadita, what's from Pumpadita? I mean, this is Rafram, my papa, all the in the Siyumim, right? So Rafram, Pumpadita, Havelei Bukhre, he had a Bukhre. Now Azal shared by mum. The Kohen went and made a mum on the Bechor. Yom echad chalash beina. Look at this Rashi. Yeah, Yom echad Rafram himself. Right, where's it chalash? Yom echad chalash Rafram beina. Rafram basically his eyes got a bit sore, problematic with eyes. Probably got weak and he had a problem with his eyes. I tell the kame. Who came in front of him? Ha, look at Rashi. Ha, Kohen lebuchre kame lemichza im mum kamu. He now came to Rafram with the Bechor that Rafram had given him. Right? He came to Rafram as the Chacham. Right? The Samra who Kohen Hashta Chayishpan, and he thought to himself, look, this Rafram's got weak ass now. He's got a problem. He can't really see clearly. The Lord Yakish, the Hushnatani, he's the guy that came out of the womb. The Kohen comes to Rafram and he thinks to himself, listen, Rafram won't know it's me. I made the womb. And therefore, he'll want to know. He gave it to me. I'm going to tell him that I got it with the mum. Right? Amani said, B'chorzen atan Yisrael b'mumo. I got the Shama Kohen from Yisrael with the mum. Look at Arfasinei le'enes. And now, Rafram realized that something was wrong, yeah? Look at Rashi. Arfasinei le'enes. Patach eino b'koach. Right? The Shittim HaKubetz, it says there, B'yudchete eino Rafram. Right? Patach. And not Rafram Bakor. Rafram opened his eyes, forced himself to open, maybe recognize the voice or something, forced himself to open up his eyes, right? And he says, like as Chazia Beshakre, and he recognized the liar, right? Shekishunat Nolo Belomo, he get recognized. Amale, love, Anna Dayav, Tianach, on other guy that gave it to you, right? I gave it to you. Look what the Gemara says. Vafilu Hachi, in spite of this, Lo Chashla Lemilta. Rafram didn't think that this was a necessary enough case to go and make a takana and pasul all kohanim. Look at Rashi, yeah? Lo chash Rafram lemilte lemeimar de lo ye od kohen neiman lomar b'chozen adun yisha b'mo. Because we learned from Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yehuda Amrav that we are neiman, a kohanim are neiman, so I got from Yisrael like that. Rafram, in that one second, could have said, you know, as of now, there's no longer that dispensation and all kind of a pasul. He did it. Why not? He says, "Ki kula itahai hu da chatzif." This Kohen is a chatzuf, right? A chutzpan. Kola alma lo chatzif. And the regular Kohanim answer chutzpanim. Why is he such a chatzuf? We all know why already. But look at what Rashi says, yeah? Hai hu da chatzif. Sharei hu ichzik atzmo ke chatzuf le shnei dvan. He was a chatzuf for two ways. Echad she etil b'mum. First he went to make a mum, chutzpah. And then, v'od ayal lo haroto lechacham acher. He should at least go on to another chacham. Right? That's like the heart of arrogance. Right? A guy like this, you can't start making takanot based on the behavior of a guy like this, right? Okay. Ahu sarua da'at lekamed Rav Ashi. So now a sarua, now he's a sarua, right? With his eye, that's a mum kavua. Right? With one eye is bigger, one eye is smaller. The Rashi says that. Yeah. Remember? Sarua here, eino achak tula v'achak tana. It's got one big eye and one smaller. That's an obvious pashut mum. Go to the chacham to tell you that, right? And it's born from birth. You can't have a havin. He's not having it, the Kohen did it. Right? He's got one bigger, one smaller. No Kohen is going to operate on the guy to make one hour bigger, one hour small. Right? So it's obvious it wasn't the Kohen. So who saru the atle kamed Ravashi? Came in front of Ravashi. Amar lemai nechushle. He says, what are we going to now? How are we going to start dealing with this? Right? What's this chashashot here? I kohen who Yisrael. Now, is this guy bringing me the animal? Is he a kohen? Is he Yisrael? Now, why? If he's a kohen, so he's chashad on the mum. Look at Rashi. I kohen Yisrael. Shelo haya makir b'zeim kohen Yisrael. Rav Ashi never knew the guy coming with the animal was a kohen. Then he received the bechor, or it was a Yisrael who was still not giving it away to the bechor. Right? Va'amar v'afilu hu kohen. Even if he is a coin, he's chashad b'chosh. Rashi ain't can chash the shareka the kach nolad. It's not chashash. This is I was born, right? So what am I dealing with it? The process of elimination. Hare b'chor umum meimod came with a mum. So I'm Rabbi Rashi. Rabbi said no. The deal me Yisrael. Maybe he's Yisrael. V'amar Rav Yehuda, and then we got a problem. Why? Look at this. The new aloha. This aloha I think comes up in tomorrow's daf. I think I remember seeing this Moshe Rashas there. Bet. Tamura. I'm a second Tamura. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ain ro'in b'chor Yisrael ele im kain koheni mo. You see that? If a Yisrael brings a b'chor to a chacham to be checked if he's got a mum or not, he has to have a kohen with him. Look here, why not? Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Shelo haya makir b'ze, I don't know why. Why, any kohen more? The Shema, look at Rashi, im yomar lo kavua, if he says it's a mum kavua, he might himself never actually give it to the kohen. He goes and eats it himself. Why? The kevan de kavuahu, since it's kavua, he's allowed to eat it. Ella she gzeila kohen, who just offered the kohen. There's no issue of eating it here. It's just gzeila, because it's not kochim, right? V'hai lo chayish le gzeila v'achile, and this guy doesn't care about gzeila. He's not worried about gzeila. He might eat it. So that's the harvest. That's why we say that you can't let a Israel come and give a psak on a mum unless the coin is there. The coin must first tell you, no, he gave it to me. And then if we know there's no gzaila, now it's got a mum kavua, you can decide, give it back to him or not. Right? But you've got to just give it to the coin, otherwise it's gzaila. Right. So therefore, Rav Ashi, there is something to be choshesh to, right? And actually, now we aren't choshed on the Kohen. If it was a Kohen, then he made the mum. But if it's Israel, you aren't allowed to pass unless there's a Kohen with him. So what's the difference? Hatam nehi the kochi mechutz lo achim, right? If it was a Kohen, so therefore, look at Rashi. Hachi ashta gabe shar mumin she'ein muvhaki. When it's a regular mum, it's not muvhak. This is muvak. This has got the sarua, right? It's obvious. It was born that way. It's obvious. Ikele michshel Yisrael shemi yigzul akoin. Here we might consider that the koin might be that the Yisrael might have stolen it. V'afagav amer kasheru b'hamilted lo bay leshochto el api mumche denhi the kochim b'chutz lo achil the bekaretu ashochel kochim b'chutz. We know that he might not. You know, there's levels. There's different levels here of integrity. With God, as far as eating kochim b'chutz and mincha karet for, he doesn't want to miss. But stealing the b'chutz of the kohen,
he's not allowed to eat it.
Okay, there was a. We hope you're in the right spot now. Says elahachi hashta. So, but how can you compare it over here at all? Nehig the kochim b'chutz lo achil. Normally, with kochim, when there's a guy to come and worry and ask the kohen about a regular mum, if not so obvious, amune the kohen chashid. Therefore, we worry that the coin was the one that might have made the mum, right? But hacha here, michti yadad hai mum muvaku. But yeah, it's a saruba, and his one eye big, one eye small. No one operated on the eyes to make the big or small. So bottom line, so actually, my time at you are coming around. You never bring it to me. Why did it bring it to me? Bishum kvod al-chacham, because of my kavod. So now a guy like this, al kvod al-chacham, lo avi, the person who's not going to forget the coin's chacham, the chacham's kavod, Yisur avi is going to go, and Asur, they don't have to worry about it. That in Israel, in front of him, we can go on anyhow. Okay, let's carry on. Right? Shkoach area. Okay, Matnitin. Hakol Neman Amume Maser. Anybody, we've seen this 100 times before. When it comes to Maser, everybody is Neman, right? Why is everyone Neman? Look at Rashi. La'id Shema Alav Nafabu, that the woman happened on its own. Ube Safek Maser. We're talking about a Safek Maser. What's a Safek Maser? Gon Karale Chi Asiri. I'm going to park Acharon, right? Or Enonechav Enotakan Ebamum. So remember we had the case where he called the 9th 110 or the 11th 110. So they all become now a Safek Bechor, a Safek Maser. And they have to get a mum before you can eat them. You bring the 10th one, but it needs a mum because you have the chay maaseh, right? So anybody, so why? So that's a gemara. The gemara says, my time why? Because if he wanted to, he could have put a mum before the animal became called asiri, right? So the gemara says, Harira would have fallen out dafka on that one. If you tell me that one, he could have put a mum on. But Harira, that one would be the one that called out 10th. The gemara says, no, the chitama mapik lay barish. So maybe he would have stuck it there. Maybe he would tell me what's the reason. He put it there to make sure that that would come out the 10th one. But how can it be? Torah said you can't make distinctions when it comes to the maaser. Right? You can't put them in an order. They have to come on their own. Like we learned all along. No, what he could have done, he could have got his whole flock and given them all a mum. And anybody would have fallen out. It would have been the 10th one. And therefore, because he could have got around it, we trust him now that it happened on its own. New Mishnah. B'chor she nismet eino. A bechor that became blinded in its eye or lost its eye, which is a mum kavua, or shenik tayaru, it lost one of its limbs, or shenish barag, it broke its leg. Hareze yishachet al pi shlosha b'nei hakneset. A bechor like this, so obvious that there's a mum. We don't need a chacham shedrashi, just a b'nei hakneset. Look what b'nei hakneset are here. Where's the Rashi? Where's is it? No Rashi there. Yeah, b'nei hakneset, the very last narrow lines of Rashi. She'enan chachamim. Any three Jews. Rabbi Yossi or Meir, no. Afilu yesham kohen gadol, eino nishchat ela pe mumche. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Doesn't work like that. We always need a mumche. Don't ever tell me that you can have the three members of the shul coming along. Rav Simlai.
What do you think, kohen gadol?
What's it? What's Kaf Gimel 23? What's it, a baiting of 23?
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest with you, I learned it last night. I thought it was a Kaf Gimel, a baiting of 23. But I read it down this morning, I don't know why it came out of my kafko and gadol. Okay, shkoch. Right, even it's a baitin, right, of 23. Right, you have to have a chacham, shkoch. Okay, it was a baitin of 3 isn't good enough. Even a baitin of 23, thank you. Someone's awake still. Okay. All right, not me. Elen shalala pi mumche. Right, Rabbi Simlai. So now, Rabbi Simlai. There's an interesting Shetel Mekubetzit. I want to read it inside. But you see the thing, it says Rabbi Simlai, the Gemara Rabbi Simlai, and Ver Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, which implies Rabbi Simlai and Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah were Chavarim from the same generation. Right? He says there, the Shittah Mekubetzet, that it seems to him that there were two Rabbi Simlais. Because in Avodah Zorah we say that Mistamich Va'azil, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, a Katfei Rabbi Simlai Shame. Rabbi Simlai was his Shamas, and he carried him on his shoulders. V'hacha Mashma the Chavarim, he had seen that they're friends. But the Gemara immediately gives another option. Look here. So Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah, that's the grandson of Rebbe, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah was Rebbe's grandson. Right? Tarvayu Mishmeret Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, brother. Both of them were Yehoshua ben Levi. Va'amrilan, those who say no. It was Rabbi Simlai, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and they, Tarvayu, said it, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesiah. So this mighty and probably Nesiah was basically the gadol. Okay, that's up, right? Okay. So now, Rabbi Shimon Levi, we are running late. Actually, I apologize. Rabbi Shimon, Tarvay Mishum Yehuda Nesiah Amri, Hatarat Bechor Bechutz La'aretz Al Pi Shlosha Bnei Knesset. When it comes to Chutz La'aretz, a Bechor, because that's about Hamikdash, right? You can't do anything. You can't bring it to the Mizbeah. You can't do anything with it. You can't do anything, right? Of 3 Bnei Knesset, right? So Amar Rava, Uba Mumin Muvakin. What we're speaking about, Mum Muvak, right? It's basically like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that about those 3 mumim, which are obvious, you have 3. So they say that in Chutz La'aretz, you have to have 3. So my Kabbalah says, my Kabbalah, what's the Chiddush? Tanina, we learned in our Mishnah. V'chor shenismet eino, v'nishkai yado, v'nishtabra raglu, those 3 things, break his legs, torn, broken leg, cut off leg, or damaged eyes, harei zeh yishachet al pi shlosha b'nei hakneset. So what's the big Chiddush? Now look at about a Gershom, the third, but this middle lines of the third lines of the bottom there. Please look there. Important about the Gershom. It says, my kamashma, what is the chidush? Tanina, we already learned in our Brighter, in our Mishnah, Bechor, umatnitin, and our Mishnah is discussing Bechutz La'aretz, umizbanazeh. We never knew that, right? Our Mishnah says about the Gershom is discussing nowadays, about HaMikdash, and in Chutz La'aretz. How does he know about the Gershom? Midiktani zakein, and we'll see in a second. We're going to see a story coming up, which makes it clear that we're discussing Chutz La'aretz. Look over here. Imat nitin. Now, imat nitin. If it's from our Mishnah, have a mina b'chutz la'aretz. Afilu mumin she'ein muvakin. So the Gemara says, no. What is the chiddush? The chiddush is like this. If we had just read in our Mishnah, we never had this Rav Simlai and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and Rabbi Shubin Levi who told us about specifically Chutz La'aretz 3, what would we have thought? We would have thought like this. We would have said, what's our Mishnah talking about? Havamina b'chutz la'aretz afilu mumin she'ein muvhakim. That really, in Chutz La'aretz, because our Mishnah now, we have Rabbi Gershom, is discussing Chutz La'aretz, that you can even a mum that's not a muvhak, even not a pashut mum. Ah, so why did the Mishnah write those three examples, which are mumim, muvhakim, which are clear, clear, unquestionable mumim? V'hagin muvhakin hodiacha, kochod Rabbi Yossi, to come and show Rabbi Yossi who says no, even on an obvious mum, Rabbi Yossi says no, you have to have a chacham. Rabbi Tanakama would tell us that really the halacha is that even on a non-muvhak mum. That's why we have to have Rav Simlai who come along and tell us no. Really, everybody thinks that it's only on a mum muvhak. Clear? Clear, clear, clear?
No,
no. Kabash milan. So we have Rabbi Bar Abba, Safek Mishmei Derav, Safek Mishmei Deshmuel. Now Rashi helps us out here with this version because it's a bit complicated what's going on, yeah? Rashi is like this. How do you read that? Amri Rabbi Yirmiya Mishmei Derav. Rabbi Yirmiya told me in the name of Rav, Safek. Right? If there's a Safek, that he's told me in the name of Shmuel that three. So Rabbi Yirmiya told me, Rabbi Yirmiya Mishmei Derav told us that with regards to a Safek, Shmuel tells us what's the din of a Safek. Shlosha matrin abachor b'makom she'ein mumche. If it isn't a mumche, then three people can matir. Right? Look at that. Shlosha matrin abachor b'mumim muvak. Only mumim muvak, says Rashi. So my kamash, again, what's the chidush? Tanina, we learned that. Yishchat, al pi shlosha ben ha-kneset. Learned that, says Nathana. Imi bat niti hava mina, afilu makom mumche. If the Mishnah would have learned, even if it was a mumche, we can still go to a Beit Din. Kamash mulan, makom she'ein mumche, in. Makom she'yesh mumche, lo. Okay, to the creature a little bit forward. Amar Yehuda, Amar Chibar, Amar Shlosha Matir Abachor, Makom She'en Mumche. Where there's no Mumche, three can Matir. Shlosha Matir Neder, Makom She'en Achacham, and three can Matir Neder with Achacham, and three Matir Abachor. So now, the words like this: three Matir Abachor, Makom She'en Mumchein. What's a common case? What's a chiddush? Yeah, La'afukei Midivre Yossi, right? Midivre Midrabi Yossi, right? A rest of our Mishnah. Right, that was the why we learned that. Rabbi Yosef said, "No, ani chacham." And Shlosha Mefir Ta Neder B'Makom She'en Chacham. What's it coming to Lafuke? What? With Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Afrat Derayim Shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda, Echad Mehem Chacham B'Makom She'en Chacham K'Gon Man. Okay, we'll finish up tomorrow. I think we go.